Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for turning me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient. The third ingredient.com. Charles Goslin is our guest, our good friend, great Brain Trust member, retired CIA agent, author of Understanding Personal Security and Risk, a guide for business travelers. Charles, I need your website, please.
CharlesEGoslin.com.
All right, Charles E, the letter E, Goslin, G-O-S-L-I-N.com. So check it out. They can find more about your book there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's up there. And we should have a second edition next year.
Okay. Well, good. I look forward to getting my copy. Hey, Charles, let's bring your analysis, your reporting now back to the United States. You gave us a great tour of the Middle East, a little bit about Europe. Bring it back to us in the United States. I'm going to be traveling over the holidays out of my four-digit grid coordinate. And so what should we be thinking about?
Well, for folks, you know, the holidays are a good time for a lot of folks. Stressful time, most of us. But I think in terms of traveling, and it's whether you're traveling abroad or whether you're traveling here in the U.S. and even going to different places in town, just keep in mind, and I can't emphasize this enough, the holidays are increasing. They're, and always have been, target-rich environments. For criminals, professional criminals, and you know, of course, for just muggers and low level criminals. But it's a very target rich environment for a number of reasons. Obviously, people have got money; they're out shopping. They're more focused on getting their gifts and things and getting them home. And so there are folks out there who understand that, they're ready for that, they're targeting people in specific areas. So there's some very specific things you need to keep in mind for that. Obviously, one of them is that more professional groups will target parking lot areas, more upscale shopping
right.
areas, because it's more bang for the buck. They get more, if they get you in that, those folks may be buying luxury items, things like that, that have a pretty good return. At pawn stores and things like that.
Do you think these are people who are likely to be operating in teams rather than individuals?
Absolutely. I can think of three very good examples that happened here over the past year here in Houston. It's unfortunate, but single female shoppers tend to be the most vulnerable. So this is an area of great interest to me. I'm going to include in my book the next time. So
yeah.
That's one thing.
I'm glad you brought that. I'm glad you brought that up because I remind ladies, please pay attention to what's going on. If you know, I'll tell a lady, I'll say, hey, let me walk you to your car. Somebody I know, I'm with somebody or whatever, and I'll say, let me walk you to your car. No, I'm fine. Ladies, don't be dumb. If somebody offers to let you walk into their car, accept their gracious offer, please.
Now, the other thing to think about too is pickpockets. And now, some folks like to travel abroad, and there's certain areas, certainly in Europe, and I pick on London a lot, but for good reason. And there are some of the finest pickpocket crews operating in those areas in the world. And I have professional admiration of how well organized they are. Here is the thing to really keep in mind. And if you're aware of what you're doing, if you're in Tiffany's and then you go next door to Dolce Gabbana and you go to all these other places and maybe you're buying something nice, if you've got somebody and you see them once and then you see them again, you know what? I don't believe in coincidences. That typically that can be of
And don't walk out with a bright green emerald green box with poofy tissue flowing out of it. Don't walk out of it if you buy something. Don't walk out like that, right? I mean, that's like, hey, here I am. This is expensive. Rob me.
That's kind of called low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
So, but the professional teams will use somebody that will fight.
Hold on, Charles. Yeah. I've only got about a minute left. What about just walk around like at night between your car and a restaurant? You're near your home. You're not even that far away. But talk to us about how to behave, how to pay attention, that kind of thing.
Those kinds of things, and I get this a lot. You know, you hear that saying, "Keep your head on a swivel," and yep. I like to take that a bit further. You keep your head in a swivel, but pay attention to your surroundings when you're going from point A to point B. More often than not, what I hear from people who get mugged all the time is they came out of nowhere. Well, no, they didn't. Typically, they were shadowing you for some period of time before they picked a place to choke you off. So pay attention in those places. You can save the conversation for the car, the home, for the restaurant. Pay attention to your surroundings while you're out and in between locations. And don't dally and be ready
when you get to your car and your home, right?
That's right.
Hey, Charles, good job today. Thank you for being here, and come back soon.
Absolutely. Well, great talking to you, and have a Merry Christmas
you
and a
too.
Great New Year, all right?
CharlesEGoslin.com is the website, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.